The scripture I have chosen for the second Sunday of Advent is from Mark, chapter 1, the first 8 verses. And we read, "In the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophet Isaiah, 'See, I am sending a messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.' John the baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all of the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist. And while honey, he proclaimed, 'The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.'" Tomorrow is the second Sunday in the season of Advent. And of course, as you know, the season is an invitation for us to prepare for the two comings of Christ. The first coming as the babe of Bethlehem, and the second coming at the end of the age when Christ will reconcile all things unto himself. Advent wants us to draw our hearts closer than ever to the Lord. Advent is a time to begin life anew. Advent is a time to be still and listen again and again to hear the word of the Lord. All of this is to say that we are invited to prepare the way of the Lord in our lives and in our hearts in a deeper and more meaningful way than ever. To say it yet again, the season of Advent is a time to stir up our desire for God, to stir up our hope in the Lord, to deepen our awareness of his love for us. The fact is, none of us has yet fully opened our heart to the Lord. We can always grow in the Lord. And this season is inviting us to do that. The reading from the Gospel of Mark gives us an account of John the Baptist, the man who was seeking the Lord with all of his strength. Mark recognizes that John the Baptist is the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecy from the book of Isaiah that speaks of one who will go before the Lord to prepare his way. John himself, in fact, speaks this way in today's passage that I read from Mark. And John sees himself even unworthy to untie the thongs of his sandals of our Lord, who is to come, the one who is to come. Everything in and about John the Baptist points beyond himself to the one who is to come, the Savior, the Messiah, our Lord and God. I want to tell a little story. On Tuesday, my wife and I went to the Woodlands because one of our granddaughters was part of a annual Christmas sing. She is in a choir of some 200 young people. On the way home, I loved it. I loved the music and it was special. But on the way home, Pat told me that sitting behind her, and by the way, this was held in the Methodist Church, First Methodist Church in the Woodlands. And sitting behind her were two teenagers. And one of them pulled the Bible out of the rack in front of her and said, "I've never read the Bible." And she started opening it up and said, "No one has read it. It's never been read." Probably hadn't. And then she said, "Why are the pages so thin? Have you ever," she asked her friend, "have you ever read the Bible?" And she said, "No." And when I heard this story coming home from this glorious sing, my heart was deeply touched. And I thought, we're talking about Advent, a time to experience the Lord, and these two little girls, young teenagers, will, I just prayed on the way and have since then, that they will read the Bible. They will open their hearts, maybe go to church. They came for a spring, for a Christmas sing festival. And I just pray that that opportunity, that Bible in that rack, might open something for those two girls and maybe more beyond them. I just pray in this Advent that our lives will be so focused on God and His ways in our lives that we will become like John the Baptist. May our lives give witness to the love and mercy of God and point others to Christ, to His love, and to His mercy. May they find the answer to all of their concerns and their problems. And may we be the instrument that will point others to our Lord during Advent. Amen.
Amen.